Before voting on the proposal, the commission took public comments from about a dozen people, like Bob Nash.
I believe naming our airport after Bill and Hillary Clinton is absolutely the right thing to do, to recognize these Arkansans for their unprecedented place in our nation's history, and to thank them for their service.
Arkansas House Speaker-elect Darren Williams believed it an appropriate way to honor the 42nd president and the Secretary of State.
The Clintons have done an outstanding job in being an economic engine for the state, our country, and this region. Not only an economic engine, but also an engine for social change, for educational development, for bringing people together. And I think naming this airport after the Clintons is a right thing to do.
But several, like Margaret Piper, spoke against it.
Do you think the Clintons appreciate your attempt to obfuscate the history of their debauchery to glorify them? The Clintons left Arkansas. Get over it. Are you trying to promote their ideology? Several of you admit in print that you know the will of the people is not for this.
Her husband, Will Piper.
This vote is not about Bill and Hillary Clinton either. It is about whether or not each of you have the integrity to reject this vote. You have unelected privilege and power to force the name change upon everyone else.
After the public comments, there was no discussion by the commission, with Chairman Jim Daly bringing it to a vote.
All in favor of the motion to rename the airport the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then the motion is adopted. And
Daly said afterward he was pleased with the decision, noting how Clinton's presidential library draws hundreds of thousands of people to Little Rock each year.
Next Sunday, we will have the inaugural flight on U.S. Airways, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, from now Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport to Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. What an example of bipartisanship.
In a statement, the former president said he and his wife were humbled by the decision and look forward to many happy landings at the airport in the years ahead. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Heplin.